Spoonful of Paolo, here we go.
Hey guys, it's Paolo. So today we got a great episode for you because I am gonna be talking with the newest Real Housewife of Beverly Hills, the one and only Crystal Kung Minkoff. You guys, I love her so much, so I can't wait to get the scoop on what it's like to be taping with the other ladies. And you know I'm gonna talk about those ugly leather pants, which I love so much. See you guys with Crystal. It's good?
Yeah.
Okay, are you ready, Crystal?
Born.
Oh, it's good. Oh my God. Okay, so we'll start. And I want to say, Crystal, thank you so much for being on A Spoonful of Paolo. It is an honor. It's a joy. I love you so much. So thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you for having me.
And you look great.
I've asked to do a lot of podcasts.
Yeah.
The amount of DMs is like, get on Paolo's podcast. Get on.
You know what? Especially the Real Housewives fans, you know, because I've interviewed pretty much everyone from the show, from like even when Lisa Vanderpump was on there. So having you is amazing. Congratulations on being a Real Housewife because they needed you badly. Like they really needed you badly.
Thank you. You know,
it was last year around this time when I interviewed Garcelle, and it was an honor to congratulate her and saying, you know, she's the first Black woman to join the cast. And now I have the honor in saying that you are the first Asian American woman to join the cast. I want to make a toast to that, first of all. So my husband, who does it all, is going to bring a drink over here, and I want to say a few words.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Okay. The finest, only real cocoa. Hello.
The best. Isn't it good?
It's amazing. Your coconut water. Yes, yes. Everybody enjoy. You need to tell you, you're one of the founders, and I'm so happy with this. So a toast to you because really, Bravo made the best choice in having you on the show because you bring so much love, drama, fun, dignity, honesty, and it's just amazing watching you every Wednesday night. So to you, Crystal, okay?
Thank you so much. That's so kind of you.
It's so really good. Enjoy Cocoa. What is it? Enjoy. You can go to the website. It's enjoyrealcocoa.com to get your order. You have recipes on there. So good. This one is This is the Refresh Infused Coconut Water that we made this morning. Okay. So yeah.
I love that.
Just for you. Okay.
Thank you.
You know, because you've been a fan of the show. So, and I'm sure you would have been happy to see any, you know, Asian American woman on the show. But what does it feel like to know that it's you on the show? What does that feel like?
I mean, so many mixed feelings about it. You know, obviously the first that comes up is being so honored. You know, they could have picked a lot of people and, pressure, you know, but in a great way, because it really helps me reflect on what it means to me and for other people. It's always been about just for me, what was my experience as an Asian American? What is it today? And it's totally expanded, morphed, changed over the last year in such a significant way for me and my family. And it's just opened up so much more conversation with my friends and my mom and my brother and Rob. And it's such an incredible life experience that I get to have that I wouldn't have had otherwise being the first Asian on a TV show.
Wow. I mean, literally, how important you think it is to have representation on a show, even like any of the Real Housewives franchise, because I know like little like Chinese girls have reached out to you saying, hey, look, I've never watched the show, but I'm watching it now because you're on the show. So it has to be so important to have representation on any show, including Real Housewife. Don't you agree?
Totally. I mean, I get a lot of racist hate messages a lot. And then I get that one message from a girl who said, I can't believe there's someone that looks like me now and I want to watch. And I'm like, it's worth that because I'm here for them, you know, and I'm here for the people that don't want to see me. And it's like, maybe I can open up their eyes and I can't change them. And that's not my, you know, but maybe I will, I don't know, but their feelings towards Asian people, but to represent those young girls who haven't seen. I did so crazy this. I mean, I, as a child, I get why I didn't see Asian people on TV. So the fact that today they're still blown away by it says a lot. So it's just the beginning, but yeah, it's such an honor. It's very special.
When you said about the racist message, I know that last one you posted, someone sent you an awful message and you posted it. And I think it's so amazing that you have this platform and you are able to educate and help people understand, because there's been so much hate towards Asian American, you know, the community this past year. And it's sad. It breaks my heart, especially, you know, me growing up being gay. And it's like you can relate. Because there's been so much. Our wedding video is on YouTube, and you know, every day we get some crazy mean comment on there, and it's heartbreaking, you know. So I'm glad that you're using your platform to really help protect your community and your family too, and your kids and your husband. It's amazing, really amazing that you're doing that.
I'm so sorry that happens to you. To be ridiculed for just who you are, you don't have to say one word. Just standing there is painful.
Yeah, it is. Because you're being your authentic self, you know? So when someone's judging you on that and putting hatred, it's sad. It's heartbreaking, you know? But for every mean thing, there's always a beautiful thing of somebody sending you a message saying, thank you, you know, you helped me. Seeing your marriage to your husband in a church is so inspiring and gives me hope, you know? So you're doing the same thing too. So I'm so happy, really. Okay, so let's talk about the show, because I heard that it took you many, many months to decide if you're going to be on the show. I think you even had a panel with friends, but it wasn't until your 15-year friendship with Kathy Hilton, and now your castmate, she called you and said, let's do this together. So I want to know, what did she say to you to convince you to say, okay, I'm going to say yes to being a housewife?
I think I was nervous when I got the call about sort of like what kinds of topics would be brought up, or just stuff that didn't match with my values and who we are as a family. And I'm not like, I'm not precious about things, but like I do have my boundaries. And so I was worried about stuff like that. And again, you cannot predict any of it. But when Kathy called me, I know who Kathy is. I know who she represents, like her family. And so she said that to me. She goes, I know who you are. I know your family so well. I know what kind of girl you are. So I want to do it with you. And I'm literally on the phone, like with her at probably 3 a.m, because that's when she calls you. And I'm like, Rob, Kathy. And he's like, you can't say no to Kathy. Like, if Kathy's going to do it, who the hell do you think you are? I was like, okay. So that was it. I was actually at Kathy's last night for dinner. Of course, she didn't serve dinner till like, I don't even know. It was like almost, you know, morning. But we were talking about it, like our journey just last year doing this together. It's so, and just our experiences and what we thought would have been, and you know, the differences. And it's nice to have. And I said to her, I said, I'm so grateful that I had you through this, because it would have been just, I would have felt even more, it's just such a new experience. So to have someone there was really
valuable. It's so cool, because I literally would have thought that you would have to convince her, because you know her sister, I mean Kim is on there and Kyle's on there, so I'm like, you would think you would have to convince her, like, Kathy, let's do this together, because you know we've been waiting for her too to be on the show. But it's
right.
That's really, really cool. And you guys really do have a beautiful friendship. I mean 15 years, I mean that's pretty amazing. So that's amazing.
Well,
that's
I
awesome.
Mean the world gets to see Kathy, and you see why I love her, because everyone loves her. You know, and she's such a great person, such sage advice. I definitely made fun of her about the hunky dory thing. Just, I know who hunky dory is.
That was hilarious.
You really?
Yes, that was hilarious. But that's what makes you love her so much, because she's real. And I think people didn't see that side of her, because we had, you know, she's been on there a few times, but never like the friend on the show coming on there every episode. So it's like you get a better feel and you get a better understanding of her. And she's what you see is what you get. And like, yeah, that's why she's one of the fan favorites, because people fell in love with her. Yeah.
Really? Yeah.
Oh my God, it's so cool. You know, one of the reasons, like this season, obviously, it's so emotional and we see so many things happening around you. Obviously, we saw that with you and Sutton. But the best thing about you is your expressions, is that there's this unbothered look on you when things are happening, and I love it. I don't know if you see it, people tell you, but it's like you're not there screaming and yelling. You just have this look, and it says it all. Do you know that? Do people tell you that?
I have actually never gone in a fight with someone, so that was all new, but I've been told I'm always like cool and collected and non-reactionary. Because I like to sort of, I need to digest things. And that was a lot to digest every day. So I would prepare myself to digest it. And then I would be like, okay, it's, we're cool. Cause I would say like, are we good? She's like, yeah. And then it was, you know, not cool. But yeah, it's so funny to watch back cause you don't, yeah, you don't really know. It's a mirror, right? It's a different lens. You get to see yourself. So I didn't realize how cool I was. I was just always super uncomfortable. Like, what's happening?
Oh my God. That's why we love you so much. Cause you're not the, like, we see so many in all the housewives where they're yelling and screaming and breaking the glass and flipping the table. But there's this yes, I know. But there's this cool thing about you that literally like you can just be there and the camera's on you, which I don't think you even know the camera's on you. And you're just like, okay, sudden. It's so good. Okay. All right. So we talked, you know, your husband, very talented, just super talented. What was it like for him and your kids having these cameras in the house? Because I just picture him being so talented, helping, telling the crew of Real Housewives, hey, you should be shooting my wife from this side. Let's block her in this way. Lighting is better on me. And this, like, did he help out? Like, what was that like for all of you guys?
You're not wrong. It wasn't like, Rob isn't, never steps on anyone's toes because he knows that would probably bother him. Someone said, hey, you know, draw like this, like that would be weird. But he was so fascinated by the cameras and stuff like that because reality cameras are different than what he works with. So he's like, oh, they brought in like a giant crane to do the exterior shots. And he was like, it's so weird because like I bring in cranes for my films. And he's like, there's a crane on our house. But he's the type who's like, oh, so we get all this cool footage of our house that, you know, we don't have to pay for. So yeah, I mean, the kids, Rob has his, I'm staring at it right now. We built, we built our house and we have his offices here. So he has he has a lot of equipment in his studio. So the kids go in and out all the time. So they see, not as many cameras like that, but they see lighting. That's why this is funny that this is on a shoebox, literally my computer, but his office has a lot of professional gear. And, so they were more like, Max is a little bit, he's that kid. Like, why is the sound this dark? You know, whatever. He's a little bit of a know-it-all. So he was always messing with the crew outside. And yeah, but it was fun. I mean, Rob's very familiar with it. I'm not. The kids had a very hard time at the beginning. That's why it's hard to see them. So like Zoe's so upset because she wanted to be with me and she wasn't used to having 20 people in the house saying mom shooting, you know, and then they do get used to it and then starting to get comfortable to the point where they just walk through them and like, bye, like going to my room. Yeah. So it was a fascinating experience, especially in COVID because they got so used to seeing nobody for like 6 months. And then all of a sudden there's a crew with masks on. So they couldn't connect, but they're like, what's happening? You know? So it was a fascinating, science project for our family.
Wow. Can you please tell your husband that I am so excited to see Blazing Samurai when it comes out? Because like literally so excited. Like it's so cool. Like, yeah, that's awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah, and happy birthday to him. I know I said this earlier, but I want everybody to know it's his birthday today. So happy birthday to your handsome, very talented husband, Rob. Yeah, tell him. Tell him that The Lion King is one of my favorite movies too. And it's really good. And like seeing all the collection you showed us on, I think it was the first episode. That was really cool too. So thank you for sharing that with us.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you
for you know, your first dinner that you went to with Kathy, I think it was at Dorit's home, okay?
Yeah.
What did that feel like? Because you obviously were a huge fan of the show before, you know, joining. So did it feel like that moment you walked into her home, did it feel like you were walking into your own television set? Did it feel like you on an episode of WandaVision? Like, what was that like when you were walking in?
Exactly how I felt. I walked in and I remember coming home to telling Rob, it's like, you know, they mic you up outside and then you walk in and you see all of them like in their rainbow colors with crazy lights on and the whole production team. And what's interesting is when you go to a party, it's like low lighting and music, but they don't have that because you're filming. So it's like bright lights. Everyone's very brightly lit. And I just kind of stood there and I was so nervous. And I'm like, I can't believe I'm, you know, and I remember one of the producers like, go, like push, like you're not on the production side. Like you're
like on camera.
Yes. Cause I felt more safe on the outside. I feel always safer in the background. And then I so just like walked in and they were all so like, hi, hi, like really welcoming everyone. So it was really nice.
That's so nice. Oh my God, that's so cool. So I'm not going to ask you who was the nicest, who was the most special, who was mean, because I know they were all really nice to you.
They were really.
Yeah, you brought good energy. So that was good. You know, with Sudden now, you know, we talked to her last week, obviously. We talked about the Tahoe. I think that was your third day of shooting when you were just going to Tahoe, I think I remember reading. She told me that, you know, she's in a better place with you. Things are good. Do you feel the same way? Do you feel like you're in a better place with her? And that things
yeah,
that
she actually just texted me 30 minutes ago.
Oh, she did.
Yeah. To say happy birthday to Rob. Really sweet message. Yeah, we're in a good place. And she, you know, we texted throughout watching Tahoe. It was like, buckle up. It's hard for the audience. And I think for me, since my, you know, she experienced it last year, having to relive it with audience as if it's real time. And so she, you know, she's like, just hold on. Like the audience doesn't know where we're at and it's okay. And so a lot of support on both sides. And, you know, she apologized. I accepted. I had apologized. We were just messaging each other a lot and it was nice. And I think that's actually what has helped really our friendship through like getting through that process off camera. Because it's so much, it's so intense and it's hard to, it takes longer for me to resolve things on the camera because you're always having to talk about other things and groups and stuff like that. So it's been really nice to just have our own kind of one-on-one texting and stuff.
Wow, that's good. I feel like she also took responsibility in what happened. And you don't really see that in Hollywood. Like she really owned up. I remember reading her statement that she put out there and it was well-written. It was really beautiful. So I feel like, hey, thank you for, you know, understanding and taking responsibility. So yeah. It was great. So that makes me happy.
Really beautiful letter. She sent it to me first. That she was gonna, you know, put it out there. And I wrote her back, you know, I said, I'll make a statement in response because I wanted, you know, the audience to know that it was accepted, received, forgiven for her, you know, and it was really a beautiful letter. And I really appreciated that.
You know, they're gonna bring this up at the reunion and you're gonna talk about it again. And you're gonna be like, listen up.
Okay, because when you know where you are at, it's okay.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. When you said about the text message, you guys are in a text group, I think, and it's subject titled S11 with all the ladies
yeah,
in the group?
Someone wrote S11, yeah.
I love that. Who does text the most in that group? I'm curious, like who does the most texting?
I would say maybe Kyle and Lisa.
Okay, I could see that.
I mean, everyone responds. There's always a response, but I feel like Lisa and Kyle lead like what's going on or, you know, yeah, they're like our little leaders.
You should put me in there. Be like, hey guys, I'm adding a new member, Paolo. No, just don't do that. I'd be so scared. You know what? I also want to say quickly about Erica, because obviously it's been so heavy, so deep. It's made national news. It's heartbreaking. I know that you've only known her for 2 weeks prior to hearing the news about the divorce. It was only 2 weeks. Did it feel as heavy and deep when you guys were recording this? Because for us watching it, I know you're watching it with us. It's heavy, like I said. Was it like that when you guys were recording it, or does it seem like a whole deeper thing just watching it on television?
It was, well, it's always heavy if someone divorces. I mean, you know, any of my friends, they go through that. I just didn't know her well. So I actually, it was more about, I just was like, I'm here for you. But like, you know, when I think some of the girls got the text first, if I met you 2 weeks ago, you're not going to text me you're divorcing someone.
Hey, by the way, I'm getting a divorce, even though I don't really know you.
Like, were you upset you're not on the text? I'm like, why? What is, like, that would be weird. So no, I just was like, I'm just here for you, but I'm just getting to know her. So it was really about watching the other girls support her because they knew him, knew her. But no, I mean, that's a heavy topic. You know, I mean, the show makes things, you see all the peak glimpses of what happens. But yeah, the overall feeling was very sad for sure.
Yeah. Michelle Collins, she's a comedian host. She was on Andy Cohen a couple days ago. And she said that Erica, when she was crying in that scene with Kyle, that she was wearing a non-waterproof mascara, like purposely, just to have the effect. I'm like, no, she was like, I felt that she was just like really like there in pain, you know, whether she put waterproof or not. I don't know. You know, sometimes when I'm in drag, I wear waterproof or not waterproof. It just depends what I'm feeling, you know?
I think that, I mean, I feel when I saw all this, I mean, the fact that people focused on that was really sick. I only, you know, you have to remember, we don't see those scenes until we watch it on TV, because they're not like, oh, these people had that moment. You don't know that happened. So when I watched it, because I, by the way, it's not that I don't understand the dramatics of what it looked like. I do, like, you know, but I was there from the beginning, and those are real emotions. So regardless of waterproof mascara or not, which I think is sad that people focus on, her emotions are very real.
I know. I'm like, listen, she's a little actress, but she's not like Academy, like saying like, oh, let me do this big scene. Like, I felt that pain when she was like there talking about it and stuff. So just, yeah, hope everything turns out okay, you know? Speaking of beauty and stuff, whatever we were saying earlier, let's talk about your leather pants that are sold out everywhere. I mean, like, I went online and you're sold out, okay, which is amazing. And
fabulous.
When we interviewed Sudden last week, I was like, girl, let me see what those leather pants will look on you. So then we showed her, and that's your leather pants on Sudden. Okay, there she is. And yes, she didn't like it.
She didn't?
No, she's like, ooh. She's like, oh, I'm like, no, I'm like,
did she wear pants in general?
I don't think I've ever seen her on the show wear pants. I've seen her wear dresses.
Not the right, I don't think it's the right cut for her.
Okay. You're
because,
right.
Like, I can't wear, she wears a lot of sheath dresses.
Exactly.
Like, I would look terrible in a sheath dress.
Okay.
So if you did that and I had one of her dresses, I would look terrible. So everyone has to dress for their body.
Yeah, exactly. That's well said. Yeah, it's so,
so
true.
No, I would not agree that those are okay. Great for her.
Okay.
However,
okay.
They are still amazing pants.
Okay, that's
but
true.
It depends on body. I think you should dress for your body.
Oh, that's well said. Yeah. Did you really have like sleepless nights for the first couple weeks before joining the show? Because you were thinking, what am I going to wear on the first day or the second day or third day? You really did.
I could not sleep because of the clothes, because I'm not a clothes person. And I had someone, Andrea Lublin, who is a girlfriend. She has something. She has a blog called Andrea's Lookbook, and she's so amazing, so chic. And so we were like, oh, Crystal's so chic. I'm like, no, Andrea's chic. I'm just like a hanger. Like, I'm telling you, this is Amazon. Like, I'm not a clothes person. I totally respect and love and actually genuinely admire people that love it. Cause I know like Dorit and Sutton, they love fashion. And like, it actually makes me uncomfortable because I just rather be comfortable. So I was nervous. And then so that every week was like, what are people going to wear? As we got through it, it got better because everyone was super complimentary. Everyone was like, oh, you look great. I'm like, okay, as long as you don't think I look like a piece of whatever, then we're good. That was my gauge. Like, if you guys don't think I look hideous every day, then I'll just keep with this momentum.
Well, let me just say, you do look beautiful. Even in your Amazon shirt, I mean, it's just how you wear it. You just look stunning. You look like a model, okay? And your outfits on the show too, you do. I mean, everybody in the LGBTQ plus community would say, Crystal always looks beautiful. So you really do, okay? Tell me this. For my last question, you're welcome. For my last question, how have you grown since your first taping day to where you are today talking with me? How have you grown just from being on the show this first, you know, season one for you? How?
I mean, how long do you have?
Like, oh, girl, we could look how long you have because I love you so much, but you know, whatever you want to say.
It's just Rob's birthday. I don't really care.
He's no, fine. Don't. Of course you care.
It's fine. Next year is a bigger one anyway.
Okay.
Because I have Rob and we talk all the time, you know, I remember coming home after Watch What Happens Live the first time I did it about a month ago. And I came home and I was like, I've had like this existential, like my brain is, and I was really realizing that like my own privilege, like the luck and the privilege that I have had in my life and the balance of, you know, feeling like, you know, being the first minority and all these conversations, being the first Asian on the show and all these conversations of the struggles I've had, but also leaning into even, I've always been a hyper grateful person. My dad taught me that. My dad was like, if you have like, if people would think like, oh, I'm going to give you the like white, part. I don't know. It's like, I think if this has actually happened, like the crappy part of the watermelon, you know, like my dad was like, I get a seed. You know, my dad was totally that person and he taught me to be that way. And I'm just leaning in deeper and deeper of like, God, like everything I have is, I'm so grateful for. And if I don't have it, I'm still grateful, you know? So I've just been in this like, you know, cause I get to watch of all this privilege that we all have. And the fact that I'm chosen to be on a show like this is already just explains that, but what does it mean to me? I could just blah, 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 talk whatever. But anyway, so that's where I'm at.
That, I mean, and this is why we love you, because you don't even have to say it. We feel it. We see it come like through the television and like your surroundings and everything, your family, and when you're with the other girls. Oh God, I cannot wait to see you in the reunion when you give them that look. It's going to be good. Seriously. Okay. No, but really, I'm just so happy for you. I really am. Because it's to see someone like you have this platform and share it with all of us, it's pretty amazing. It really is. So yeah. Thank you, Crystal. Okay, now go give your husband his birthday cake. I want to say thank you. You can watch Real Housewives of Beverly Hills on Wednesday nights. And it really has been a joy. And I really do love your water, your milk, your creamer, everything. So yeah, it's really,
thank
really
you.
Good. Okay.
Thank you for supporting. I know people are like, you have a coconut water company. Like, we don't really talk about it on the show.
Well, they need to go on your Instagram, because not only do you have this, but you can bake. I made your baked Italian eggs a couple weeks ago. It's so good. Yeah. And it's so easy, like you say. So yeah. It's like, yeah, like.
I'm all about easy dishes. Because I want my family to have, like, I grew up in, my mom would kill me. My mom didn't cook. And so I grew up in a house where we ate a lot of Costco and like microwave food and stuff. And I would go to my friends' houses whose parents were like super cooks. And so I always wanted to do that and find time, you know, it's a passion, but like, how do I manage to cook for my kids every day? So I always try to do very simple dishes. And so I started, my friends know, like my door's a revolving door. It's like, I always have chili on the table. You know, there's always food here and people just come and eat. They know when I say that, I'm not exaggerating. I will always have like 7 buckets of chicken around. Like there's always food here. And, so it was fun. My friends were like, you should share that on your Instagram. So it's been really well received and I'm so, you know, it's very flattering.
It's cool. It's cool watching you and Kyle cook on the show too. Cause you two are really the only ones from the whole group who can really like, you know, cook and do meals, and you do drinks obviously and all that. So it's really fun. So yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, go celebrate your husband's birthday thank you for everything and have a wonderful day. Okay.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Oh no. Thank you, Crystal. Have a good day. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
Mwah, bye. We did it. Thank you, Crystal, so much. Okay. All right. Bye.
I'm happy to meet you guys.
Likewise. Thank you.
Bye. Oh,
so nice.
Bye, Patrick.
Bye. Thanks for joining me today on the A Spoonful Apollo podcast. For tons more interviews or the video version of this episode, visit our website, aspoonfulapollo.com, or our YouTube channel. I'm Paolo Presta, and I hope you always remember to dream big.
Dream big. Spoonful Apollo. I love you, Oprah. Bye, everyone. We'll see you next time.